You know, we all have a lot of data, and it has to positively, absolutely stay safe.
It can't get into the wrong hands, and the biggest challenge we have is how to transfer it from here to there. We all know as leaders that legacy tools that transfer our important files and sensitive data are mostly outdated and fall short on security, especially with the demands of today's remote workforce. Relying on outdated technology puts our organization's brand at risk, and that is unacceptable. So we are excited to invite you to step into the future of completely secured managed file transfer from our friends at Kiteworks. Kiteworks is absolutely, positively the most secure managed file platform on the market today. They've been FedRAMP moderate authorized by the Department of Defense since 2017. And unlike traditional legacy systems with limited functionality, Kiteworks has unmatched software security with ongoing bounty programs and regular pen testing to minimize vulnerabilities. And the coolest part, they have easy to use one-click appliance updates you will love. Step into the future of secure managed file transfer with Kiteworks. Visit kiteworks.com to get started. That's kiteworks.com to get started today. And now the show.
Hey, Cybercrime Junkies, this is David Morrow, your host, and we have some phenomenal episodes coming up. We want to bring you some highlights of what is in queue. We've got the National Field CTO of CrowdStrike. The episode will be released. It's a great story from a really cool person who tells a story about breaking into security, coming from an impoverished nation with not a lot of opportunity. He shares his journey, and he's got some great intelligence resources and some information that's going to be all linked in that show. The top cybersecurity researcher with Analyst One, John DiMaggio, will be on, and he went undercover and got to the very top of the LockBit ransomware gang, spoke with the head leaders undercover, and it was just featured in the hit TV show Trafficked. You're not going to want to miss that. It's some great behind the scenes and insight there. Then we also have the Silicon Valley think tank leaders and their ISO that they're developing alongside NATO, the G20, and the World Economic Forum. And we go through the new national cybersecurity strategy issued by the administration and what it means. We dug deep into it, and it's a really, really cool discussion. We also have, if you recall, we started this podcast based on the Sony breach of 2014. Well, check this out. We interviewed Cody Gretzinger, was involved in one of the Sony breaches. He was part of LulzSec. He tells his story, how the arrest from the FBI went, redeemed himself, and he's now serving as a top security researcher and ethical hacker, helping organizations stay secure. It is a really, really great and fun discussion. Then we're also going to meet with two or three people that actually talk to us about scams and ways to spot fraud. We've got Ayelet It Bigger and Stacy Champagne, both of which have great expertise. One will be able to explain top security tips we all want to know, ways to avoid scams, ways to detect insider threat and fraud in an organization, and one that is running an insider threat team at a large financial institution and really ways to spot and manage insider threat. Then we also have a great top cybersecurity recruiter where we're talking about the skills gap, what employers want, especially in the critical infrastructure roles for cybersecurity. These are all going to be top security leaders. Check it out. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel at Cybercrime Junkies Podcast, and please download our audio episodes and enjoy. If you ever have any questions, shoot us a question. We address them all the time from our listeners at cybercrimejunkies.com. And as always, we appreciate you listening and all that you do. Thanks. Thanks.